You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
MedStar has hired Symantec to clean up its recent ransomware infestation. The hospital chain's not saying much, but it has denied the incident can be traced to failure to patch. The FTC warns us not to believe anyone calling from something called the Global Privacy Enforcement Network. The IRS again warns everyone that they'll never email us and tell us to click a link. The Panama Papers bring down Iceland's government, but other than that, most of those so far named in dispatches are celebrities from sports and entertainment. The Los Angeles Times is hacked, the Philippines voter database is leaked, and the Italian government revokes hacking team's export license. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Thursday, April 7th, 2016. Investigation into the recent MedStar hack continues. MedStar itself isn't saying much beyond that it's hired Symantec to find the problems and fix them. The hospital chain has, however, told the Baltimore Sun that it categorically denies an AP report's assertions, derived from an anonymous source, that the incident can be traced to failure to pass known JBoss web application server vulnerabilities. JBoss maintainer Red Hat patched those vulnerabilities in 2007 and 2010. MedStar says that none of the known JBoss vulnerabilities were factors in the attack. The hospital chain isn't answering other questions, Ars Technica reports, but it has pointed out that it restored operations rapidly and that it has found no evidence that patient or staff data were compromised. According to research recently published by mobile security provider SkyCure, medical practitioners are particularly vulnerable to attacks, in no small part because medical records are particularly valuable, 4 times more valuable than credit card information, they say. The problem, according to SkyCure's Varun Kohli, is insecure devices.
What we saw was the attack can come to the mobile device from 3 different places. Number one, around 4.21% of all Android devices had malware, high-risk malware on it. The other finding that we had was network exposure. So around 22% of all the doctors' devices that doctors were using to assist with their day-to-day practice were exposed to a network attack in the very first month. And this number rose up to 39% over the next 3 months. The last thing that I want to talk about is the vulnerabilities. There were around 11% of the devices that had stored patient data and were vulnerable to high severity vulnerabilities because they were not on the latest version of the operating system.
SkyCure's website is skycure.com. Akamai reports that the Bill Gates bot family of malware is being used in the criminal underground to facilitate distributed denial-of-service attacks. Obviously, there's no connection between the malware and either Mr. Gates or Microsoft, beyond the lowbrow satire implicit in the name. Attackers using the malware, which seem to have an Asian origin, are for the most part using SSH brute forcing for root login credentials. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has warned of phone calls coming in from the vaguely official-sounding, but quite bogus, Global Privacy Enforcement Network. The calls seek to convince victims to give up their online credentials. The con job is a variant of the old tech support scam, but in this case, the Global Privacy Enforcement Network tells the MARC that their email has been compromised, that their account is distributing fraudulent messages, and that the Global Privacy Enforcement Network will take legal action against the MARC lets the network take control of their computer to fix it. It's a scam. Hang up. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service has also warned of a spike in tax-themed phishing targeting residents of Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. The phishing emails, which purport to be from the IRS, tell the victim to verify the last four digits of their Social Security number by clicking a link. Again, don't. It's not the IRS. Poking through the wreckage of the Mossack Fonseca breach, people reading the Panama Papers so far seem to be turning up more celebrities than political figures, although Iceland does have a new prime minister and will have to call early elections. Mossack Fonseca, which isn't getting a lot of media love, points out that the only clear crime here was the hack itself, and that the shell companies it establishes are perfectly legal. They may be right. In any case, they filed a complaint with Panamanian prosecutors. The leak was, they insist, definitely an outside job. Various governments are calling for renewed emphasis on transparency in business transactions and privacy of data. Panama has called for the formation of an international panel to address transparency in offshore financial operations. And UK Prime Minister David Cameron characterized his late father's use of the offshore and untaxed accounts as a private matter. Legalities aside, there's no easy way of avoiding the bad optics here. Edward Snowden, of whom listeners may have heard, has been ladling out a series of sauce for the gander tweets on Mr. Cameron. Mossack Fonseca may well have a point about legality and victim blaming, but most pundits, at least, seem to see the affair as exemplifying Michael Kinsey's adage, "The scandal isn't what's illegal, the scandal's what's legal." In industry news, Italian lawful intercept shop Hacking Team has lost its export license. Italian authorities have revoked the company's authorization to sell its intercept tools outside the European Union. The U.S. FBI says the tool it bought to unlock the San Bernardino jihadi's iPhone will work only on the iPhone 5C. It's still widely believed the Bureau retained the services of Cellebrite in the case. Other U.S. federal law enforcement agencies that are Cellebrite customers include the Drug Enforcement Agency and the Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Los Angeles Times has apparently sustained a criminal cyber attack. Shell access to the paper is being offered for sale online. According to a statement issued by the paper, hackers seem to have exploited a vulnerability in the Times WordPress installation. The paper uses WordPress to manage its events.latimes.com subdomain. Personal information belonging to some 55 million voters in the Philippines has been exposed after the entire database of the Philippines Commission on Elections was leaked online. This is bigger than the U.S. OPM data breach, but only if you restrict your count to just the 20 million people whose security clearance forms were lost and exclude all the other acquaintances and references those 20 million listed in their forms. If you add in those others, then, well, the U.S. is still probably number one. So, American listeners, you can still feel free to chant USA, USA in the general direction of OPM, should you be so inclined. Joining me once again is Joe Kerrigan. He's from the Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute, one of our academic and research partners. Joe, you and I both had the privilege of attending the Women in Cybersecurity Conference last week in Texas. I thought it was a great event. What was your take on it?
I also thought it was a great event. It was a lot of energy. I spent most of my time in the exhibit hall trying to recruit new students, undergraduate students, into our master's program that we have at the Information Security Institute. And I got to meet a lot of great people.
You actually had one of your grad students there with you, and what was her take on it?
She enjoyed it greatly. She thought it was a great great learning experience. She actually got to learn a lot of technical information and be exposed to different ways of learning it. She also got it was a great networking experience for her as well.
Yeah, I really thought there was a really amazing energy to that conference. Well attended, about 750 people, and you could really tell walking around that it was just one of those events where everyone seemed to really enjoy being there.
Yes, and you and I were definitely in the minority there. It was.
I know, right. Who better to talk about the Women in Cybersecurity Conference than you and I?
Right.
Two men. Yeah. Well, I'll take the opportunity to tease the fact that we will be releasing a special edition of our podcast, which will have coverage of the Women in Cybersecurity event. So look for that. Joe Kerrigan, thanks once again for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.